time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday. It's November 20th. We're back with you. Hi, Mia.
Hi.
How's it going?
So good. I found a new thing that somebody, you know, posted on Facebook. Instead of a camel, It was a picture of the like super like old school like original hunchback of Notre Dame.
Really?
You know, and then it said Happy Hump Day.
Oh, that's the Geico commercial again?
No, not. It's not a commercial. It's just something that somebody posted on Facebook
to say
Happy Hump Day, because it was the Hunchback. Get it?
Uh-huh.
But it was the old school one from you know, one of the more earlier films, not the fun, awesome Disney one.
I see. Okay. Well, yeah. Cool. Mm-hmm. So, how you feeling this morning?
Pretty good.
Yeah, you all up and about. Do you have a spring in your walk and your step and
spring in your walk? I'm like, oh boy, that's gotta be quite a walk there. All right. Spring in your walk.
It's okay. I haven't quite woken up.
Yeah. Clearly you don't have the spring in your walk today,
no,
Sam.
No, I don't. I don't have it at all. I went to sleep at 3 o'clock, man. My mind is not all with me this morning.
Sheesh.
Yeah, I know, a lot of work and stuff, so it happens every night. I'm like, no, I'll be to bed by 12:30. Before I know it, it's 3 o'clock, and I have to force myself to go to bed. You know, I'm not that tired.
Yeah.
So go figure. You know, and then in the morning it's hard.
Yeah.
You know.
I bet. Yeah. Surprisingly, like for me, even when I'm, you know, most of the time, like if I'm just like home chilling, like nope, you know, I have to work in the morning. I'm just gonna, you know, stay in, call it a night, do nothing.
Uh-huh.
I end up like, you know, it's like starts to get late. It's like, okay, 10, 11, like, oh, okay, around midnight, I should start getting ready for bed. And I do. And then I'll be like on my iPad or something, just sifting through. And then before I know it, like, even though like I've made it a point to stay in so I can go to bed early,
mm-hmm.
I'm just, you know, messing around on, you know, my iPad. And I'm like, before I know it, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, it is like way past my bedtime. What am I doing?
Right.
Like, go to sleep, idiot. You know, and then
I think
do.
That's the syndrome of being on the internet. You know,
and
it keeps you awake.
Yeah, but what's so funny and like ironic are nights like, you know, like last night. You know, I was like, oh man, like, you know, I really, you know, obviously I don't want to like go out and go crazy, you know, and I wasn't going to anyway. But we had her on here as a guest before. Her name was Shannon Bobo, mm-hmm. the comedian.
Right.
Yeah. And she was performing last night at Flappers in Burbank.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd never actually even been to that area. That's so cute.
It is
that
pretty cool there, huh?
The little downtown Burbank area. I love it.
Yeah, there's a lot of good restaurants and everything.
A little far for me,
yeah.
You know, because I had to pick up. Well, Eno,
it's
you know,
far
Eno.
For
we've
everyone
had,
to go
we've
to
had
Burbank.
Her on the show
yeah.
before. Do I have to sneeze? I'm thinking about it. Now, because I'm talking about it, maybe I won't have to.
Okay.
Let's see. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, maybe not. No, I don't. Yay. Okay.
Good.
So
good.
Anyways.
I noticed every show you kind of sneeze once, huh?
I know. Like,
maybe
I must
it's something
be,
in the studio
I must
or something.
Be allergic to something in
yeah.
here. I don't know. Maybe
if
it's
you are allergic, you'd sneeze all the time. Yeah, right.
I think it's you.
It's
I'm just
me. My new cologne, right? Yeah.
That's what it is.
I know. So you
yeah.
Okay,
no, but
go on.
It was it was cool. I went, you know, I took Ina with me, and Nikki met up with us there. I mean, you know Ina. She's,
yes,
you know,
of course.
Officially, you know, we want to celebrate a little bit. She's officially a citizen.
Yeah, she just got her citizenship.
So,
I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah,
how
she
cool.
had her ceremony, you know, like last week or something. She said it was like 3 hours.
Yeah.
She's like, oh my God, it was so long.
I know.
And then she had to sing the Star Spangled Banner, she said. Like, that's so cute. I love it. I know.
You don't
Good
know what a
her.
Great feeling it is to get citizenship in this country.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm happy for her. So that was, it was cool. It was nice.
Yeah.
You know, to hang out and have a little bit of, you know, girl times and catch up. But yeah, it was good. Shannon did a great job. She was really funny. She walks
she
up
was.
There. She starts, like, getting it down. They start playing the music. And she's, like, before she even says anything, her entrance, she's just, like, breaking it down and dancing. And everyone's like, woohoo! She was giving us all a show. It was great. It was great. She was funny. So
yeah, that's good. Because not all comedians are funny, you know. So it helps when they actually can entertain you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. She did good. Then there was one other guy, this the spicy Latino. He was hilarious, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But my point being was, you know, the show, because it started around, like, you know, 10 o'clock, and we saw her and, you know, a few other comedians, and, you know, by the time we left, and I'm thinking, like, oh, man, like, I have to work, I have to make sure I get to bed a decent time, and I get home and get ready for bed, and then before I know it, I'm setting my alarm, and I'm in bed, and it's, like, midnight, and I'm like, oh, I'm actually going to sleep earlier,
because
even though I've been out, then, you know, than if I were to stay home.
Right.
So I'm like, that's interesting.
Things that make you go,
Yeah, So that was the whole moral to my,
to
my
your
story there.
Okay. Yeah. So in a few minutes, we're going to have a guest calling in whom we've spoken to before, Jason Carter, and regarding his daughter, he created a foundation and everything, which is pretty interesting. So he wanted to update us on what's going on, and we'll find out in a few minutes when he calls in.
Yes.
So are you ready for Thanksgiving?
I can't wait.
Yeah.
And I've just been, like, working my butt off at the gym.
Oh, really?
Just so I can not feel so bad about eating so much
food. That's your preparation, huh?
Uh-huh.
The hell with cooking. I'll just deal with what happens after.
Wow. Yeah, so I don't, you know, feel so bad.
But do you want to tell me that there's going to be, like, a difference in your body from eating a lot one day? I mean, come on.
Yeah, actually.
Okay, so it'll go down in a day.
I noticed that with Halloween, because, you know, I was, like, you know, fighting so hard to get, like, you know, a really good body for my Halloween costume. And I felt like right after I was, like, you know, because it was, like, the Saturday night. It was, like, the partying the weekend before. And then Halloween was that Thursday. So I noticed just from those few cheat days after that weekend, I had to go, like, real hard again at the gym before Thursday, because already I was like, wait, I don't look like I did on Saturday.
Wow, I think it's psychological. There's no way you can tell.
It might be.
You know, there's no way you can tell one day. I mean, my son is also like that. He's obsessed with his weight because he does, like, CrossFit. He eats well and everything. So he's, like, really... So he weighs himself three times a day or something. You know, I don't know how many times. And every time he eats, you know, something a little fattening... He's like, oh, man, so now
Does
I got to go work
lot?
Out.
Does
no.
CrossFit make you eat a lot?
No, not necessarily. Not at all. Not at all. But at the same time, you know, he's just like, every time he eats something that's not like 100% healthy, he freaks out, you know. And then he's got to work out twice as hard the next day and so forth. And I think it's all in your head, you know. There's no way that you're going to see any weight gain from eating one meal.
Yeah.
You know, there's just no way.
I mean,
let's say you just stuff yourself and your stomach kind of like rises and stuff, okay?
Yeah.
Well, the next day it's going to go down.
It depends on what you're eating. If you're eating a lot of, like, you know, sodium and salty type foods or carbs, like, that'll bloat you.
Yeah.
You know. And then I've been watching a little bit of Dr. Oz lately.
You have?
And, you know, he's always got these amazing, like, weight loss tips. And he's saying the new thing is to eat black soybeans.
Black soybeans.
Mm-hmm. Because they make you feel really full. and then you don't eat quite as much. So if you have a little bit, like a half hour or so, like before your big meal times, like lunchtime and, you know, breakfast, dinner, or whatever, you know, he says that, you know,
so
you won't eat
your
quite as much.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So you eat that before you actually
I haven't tried it yet. I literally just watched it.
No, but I mean, in general, people eat it like before the meal.
Mm-hmm.
I see. So then you won't eat as much during your meal.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, of course, like he has that stage where he does those like crazy demonstrations, you know, and he has like this this poor woman, you know, he puts her in like a raincoat type thing. So, I mean, he covers, you know, her hair and her head, her clothes, everything. And then he straps this like helmet with spikes on the top. And then there's like a bowl, you know, above her head, you know, with an opening in it. And then he takes his stuff. It looks like, you know, it's supposed to be like carbs or like water filled balloons with like this nasty yellow yolk like liquid.
Oh my
and
God.
And so he's like, so this is what happens. Like he puts it down the tube and then it, of course it splashes, it like hits her, the spikes on her head and splashes all this gross stuff on her. And he just keeps like doing that and she's getting bombed with these like, you know, water balloons and, you know, like all these carbs. And he's like, and this is what happens when you eat, you know, the black soybeans. But then because it was, the balloon was filled a lot larger, it didn't go through. So it didn't like, you know, make a mess or fall on her head or whatever. So it's just so funny because like, you know, I get it. Like he wants to make the show entertaining, but also, I mean, it's more about like dumbing it down so like people really can understand because we're stupid, you know. Like if he just says it's like he has to like full out demonstrate everything so that we really understand.
Well, it works
on
television, you know. Yeah.
So, but it is quite entertaining.
Yeah.
Dr. Oz, I do enjoy it.
I don't know. The only show I watch other than CNN is 2.5 Men, you know, and it's just so stupid and funny at the same time, you know.
Yeah.
But it's good, you know. I mean, even though Charlie Sheen is long gone, I find it to be a funny show, and I can't really sit for more than half an hour in front of the TV, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that just kind of works out perfectly for me.
Yeah, I don't know. I watched a few, you know, after Charlie Sheen left, and it just wasn't the same.
No,
I just couldn't get into the whole Waldo, Walden character, whatever the heck his
Walden.
Name is. Like,
yeah, but it's Ashton Kutcher, you know, he's sexy and everything.
No, he's not. See, I don't know.
You don't find him attractive?
I never quite understood that whole phenomenon. I don't know. I think it's just because when he first, like, had his first, like, breakout roles and he was first really famous, all the girls were just so obsessed with him. And I'm very, like, whatever everybody else thinks is cool, I will, like, kind of go against,
really?
You know? Like, because it was, like, such the craze. I'm like, eh. Whatever.
Yeah.
There's so much hype, and then you're like, really? Like, that's what you're so obsessed with?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. Whatever.
Well,
I mean,
that's him, you know. I mean,
yeah.
A lot of, it was funny because on the episode that I watched last night, they had Linda Carter, who is an aging actress now. She used to be Wonder Woman on TV. She used to be a model, too. She was very beautiful. Now, of course, you know, she's probably like in her 60s, 70s. So, you know, so she doesn't look as good. But so in the episode, she's like making a move on Walden, who can be her son or her grandson, obviously. And so that was kind of stupid. But, you know, they'll try anything in that show.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean,
so who, you know, what celebrity do you find attractive? I mean, we have like People Magazine announced the sexiest man alive today.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'll tell you in a minute.
That's right. I knew that was coming out.
Yeah. And actually, I think he's been named before. The article doesn't say that he was.
Well,
but,
I know Bradley Cooper has been named before.
That's true.
Channing Tatum has been named before. Who else? There's only two.
Ryan Gosling, no?
No.
No.
I think surprisingly he's never been named. I mean, I'm trying to think because I was watching something on like E! News or something, and like I guess that's what the, you know, reporter people are saying, like, oh, surprisingly, blah, blah, blah. Like, he's never been named. I'm like, that is really surprising.
Yeah.
Because I find him sexy.
Yeah. Hold on. Our guest is calling in. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Sam and me. It's Jason Carter with the Alva Carter Foundation.
Good morning, Jason.
Hey,
how are you doing?
Oh, great. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
Good, thanks.
I'm hearing something in the background. Oh, no, that's, it's the call. Do you want to call us back? Because I'm hearing...
Yeah, I can do that real quick.
Yeah, I'm hearing an echo of myself.
All right. Yeah, I'll call you right back.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Wow, that was annoying. Yeah.
Wow.
So I'll tell you who it is, and we'll talk about it afterwards. It's actually Adam Levine, believe it or not, from Maroon 5 and The Voice.
Oh, yeah.
You know who he is, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
Do you like Bad Boys? I mean, he's got like tattoos all over, and you know.
I don't know if I necessarily find him sexy. I mean, he's kind of like cute. He's got a bit of a charm to him. I mean, especially because, you know, and I think this is because of his, you know, like his judging abilities on The Voice, because it actually shows like his personality.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Instead of, you know, because I think they've all mostly been actors. There really haven't been any musicians, have there?
I don't know.
Because you don't
see.
Really get to, you know what I mean, hear them talk. Are we calling back?
Jason, hi.
Hey. All right. Is this better?
That's much better. Yes.
Much better.
Thank you.
Cool.
All right. I went and stole my wife's phone.
Oh, okay. Good. I know sometimes cell phone can create this problem. They're not really friendly on the radio when you use a cell phone, but that's all that anybody uses today, you know, so we have to get used to it.
Yeah, I don't think I've had a home phone for 15 years.
I know. So, Jason, you calling us? Where are you calling us from today? Where do you live?
We live in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, in Oklahoma. Okay, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And we've spoken to you before, and you had the... go ahead.
No, we last time we spoke, we'd really just started the foundation and kind of started getting everything going, and today we actually did our first blanket donation in Tulsa. So donated 300 blankets to St. Francis Children's Hospital this morning.
Oh, wow. Wow. So nice. Tell us a little bit about the foundation for those who don't remember.
Well, we started the foundation in honor of our daughter's heart donor. She had a heart transplant when she was 2 months old up in St. Louis. And we just wanted to do something to honor that child, and to also honor some of the the children that have lost their life with some of the same stuff that Alva had going on with her when she was a lot younger.
Right.
So,
and what did she have going on?
She was born with something called Turner syndrome. It's a chromosomal disorder. It affects about 1 in 2,500 girls that are born a year. The hardest part for these girls are honestly just being born.
Wow.
After that, they have some other issues that can come up during life, but the hardest part's being born. She was also born with something called hypoplastic left heart syndrome. Mm. Basically, born without a non-functioning left side of her heart. She just had half a heart, is what it came down to. She had some other stuff going on also. Some really long words, you know, but it was all kind of tied to her being born with Turner syndrome to begin with. So they couldn't repair the heart, so they had to do the transplant when she was 2 months old.
Wow.
And she's 3 years old now, and just super crazy 3 year old.
Really? So she obviously probably doesn't even understand what she went through and all that. And have you spoken to her at all about it, or she's too young to understand, huh?
Yeah, she's still in the princess stage right now. So I think we'll save all the medical talk for her when she gets a little bit older.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Obviously, yeah.
The princess stage. I love that.
Yeah.
So cute.
So, I mean, you know, so how do you react when your child is born, you know, with a medical health problem? Like this, I mean, do you like really get discouraged and you go, wow, we're going to have to deal with this for the rest of our lives, or you just embrace her as she is, which I imagine that's what you did. But what goes through your mind?
Well, we found out during the first ultrasound that she was sick.
Right.
We didn't know at that time what was going on, but honestly, I mean, that first day was probably the worst.
Yeah.
You know, it was 7 months before she was born, 6 months, and that was honestly probably the worst time. And then we had some medical, you know, some tests done and different things, and found out a little bit down the road that she had Turner syndrome. Mm. And so we were able to deal with that, mentally deal with that.
Yeah.
And then closer to her being born, we found out there was a heart defect. And so we had time to deal with that, mentally.
Wow.
And then when she was born, it just, we knew there was something was going to happen, but we just weren't sure what.
Right.
And you know, 8 or 9 days after she was born, she was put on a jet plane and sent to St. Louis Children's Hospital in St. Louis, and we sped most of the way up to St. Louis to meet up with her. And I mean, really, just anyone would do it. It's your kid,
right?
You know, I mean, it just we never had thoughts of anything. How I describe them. We never had thoughts of bad things.
Right, like no doubts or anything about what you're doing and so forth. No second thoughts about it.
Our feeling was that if God wanted her, He would take her.
Right,
and so He kept her here so we can spread the word and everything about her life and the life of her donor and hopefully make some kids happy and make some families happy.
Right, for sure, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And now, so congenital heart defects, I'm looking here at the brochure you sent us, and so how did the foundation come about? What led you to actually start this?
Well, we just wanted to do something to honor her donor.
Right.
And the best thing we could think of, and my wife Kayla is the one who actually came up with it, was to make blankets and take them to the hospital, because Alba got a blanket when she was in the hospital and she used it, and now it's her baby doll blanket.
So they get attached to the blanket.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, and so we wanted to do something that we could, we never dreamt that it was going to be as big as it is right now, and you know, hopefully it's going to get bigger, but we wanted to do something that we could financially afford to do, and
right.
something that we could just give back,
right.
you know, and so that's how it all started. And I mean, last year we donated about 75 blankets, and I mean, this year it's looking between the three hospitals, we're going to do over 800 blankets
my God.
This year.
Wow.
So
wow,
good
so,
for you. That's amazing.
It's just it's scary to think of all the kids that are in hospitals and have medical problems and stuff, you know, but the fact that you guys are looking after them, and it's true, I think at that age they do get attached to blankets, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
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 And
so
and
hospitals are cold, you know, I mean they're just cold, and that's one good thing that we can give them, and they don't have to be covered up with one of those scratchy white blankets that the hospital gives you.
Yeah.
Gives them something nice and comfortable. So.
Right.
Yeah.
So I imagine in order to afford that, you've had to have some sponsors or donors and so forth. If people want to help, how do they go about it?
They can either go to our website, which is acarterfoundation.org,
mm-hmm.
or as me can tell you, most of the stuff we do is on Facebook, and it's keywords, the Alba Carter Foundation.
Okay.
And really, I mean, just kind of see what we're doing, and I mean, we have people from all over the country that's donated fleece. We have some online auctions where we, you know, get some autographed items from a few celebrities and different things, and put it on there, and 100% of that money goes toward buying more fleece for our parties that we have here in Tulsa.
And also the bracelets. I have mine. I'm wearing mine today. Sam's got one, too.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, he sent us the purple bracelets, and we'll cherish those. And, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, taking something devastating and turning it into something positive. And like you said, you know, I do believe that the reason that sometimes kids get sick or even, you know, worse, it's because, why? I don't know. Oh, because it's sort of like meant like to inspire other people and mm-hmm. to teach yeah. other people and so forth. And I think people learn lessons from this. And because otherwise, how do you explain that such innocent children get sick and have to battle with this, you know? And
yeah. And we've known a lot of them. So yeah. It's just it's real unfortunate, but I mean, it's, you know, for us, we had a happy ending.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And we wanna spread that love and that awareness of what we went through, right. And we want people to know with kids in the hospital that they're not the only ones, and that there is other families that's gone through it, and there are other families that are thinking about them.
Right.
You know, and I mean, you know, I do a lot of the talking for the foundation, and I handle the Facebook page and all that, but I mean, honestly, we've probably had about 600 people over the, you know, throughout the whole country this year involved in our blanket uh-huh. donations.
Wow.
Yeah.
And,
I mean, that's just a lot of love, you know.
Yeah. I bought some fleece.
Did you
really?
I'm going
to make a blanket. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I'm going to send it over. Yes, it's really cute. It's like pink and girly and flowery. Yeah.
Of course, you know.
Yeah.
This Hello Kitty over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
It's really cute.
So, Robert. Jason, well, you know, we admire what you do, obviously, and I'm sure when Alba grows up, she's just going to be amazed at what you guys have started, and I think it would be really cool when she gets involved in it as well.
Yeah.
You know, as she grows
yeah,
up.
Yeah, she really likes the blanket making parties now. We have a little plastic pizza cutter that came with one of her little kitchen sets.
Yeah.
And that's how she cuts the fleece. So
yeah.
she's already very involved, but
yeah.
kind
aww.
Of not much of a help, you know, but she loves it.
Right.
Oh,
do you
so
guys
cute.
Have any other kids, or you've been too busy with her to bring any more, huh?
Yeah, this is I think we're pretty good right now.
Yeah.
we'll focus on her, and we'll focus on all the kids in the hospital that we want to take care of.
There
so.
You go. Mm-hmm. There you go. Jason Carter from the Alba Carter Foundation. Everybody go check out the website. It's acarterfoundation.org. On Facebook, you can just search the Alba Carter Foundation, and and you can get I see brochures and all that stuff, so you guys can get your bracelets and donate blankets or fleece or whatever it is that people donate. And Jason, all the best to you. Thank you so much for calling in and updating us.
Yeah, thank you so much for letting me come back on for a second time, and thank you for everything that you guys have done for us also. So
absolutely, it's our pleasure.
Of course.
Okay, all the best.
To you.
Sure.
I'll be sending over some blankets.
Yes.
And, all right, sounds great.
And kiss Alba for us.
Yes.
I sure will.
Okay. Thank you, Jason. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Wow. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, that's why I was wondering if they had any other kids. But just think about it. She's 3 years old. They've had their hands full.
Yeah.
More than the average people, you know, for sure. So I'm really touched when people actually take the time to do things to help other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm really touched by that stuff.
It's amazing.
And a lot of people really devote their lives to doing that.
And it's such a great idea.
Yeah.
You know, it's cute. It's personal.
Yeah.
You know.
No, it's true.
For kids.
And kids love that. You know, I didn't think mm-hmm. about this because I thought at first blankets okay to cover them and stuff, but it's true that kids get
kids
attached.
Kids get very attached.
Yeah.
I mean,
I wonder
like,
why. Maybe because it has their smell on it or whatever, you know.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know
I
what
don't,
it is. Maybe just because
it's
close
to them. I don't
know,
but there's always,
yeah,
kids always have something, whether it be like a stuffed animal or a blanket
right.
that they just
teddy
have with them
stuff,
for
yeah.
forever. I mean, I even remember, I think, you know, kids would bring that stuff into show and tell all the time, like in kindergarten and stuff.
Uh-huh.
It was very common and very popular for kids to bring in like their special blankie.
Wow.
So yeah,
that's interesting.
It makes it makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so everybody go check out the website and see if you can help out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So back to the Sexiest Man Alive. We established that Ashton Kutcher is not one of your favorites, And you think there's people that...
Well, I think so. Who is it? You said it was Adam Levine,
Adam
right?
Adam Levine, yeah. Right, from The Voice.
Yeah, which is, you know, it's interesting that they, you know, that they picked him. Like, I think, you know, just what I was saying before, like, usually it's an actor that wins Sexiest Man Alive.
That's true. That's what
where
you started
saying. Where this time, you know, it's a, you know, it's an artist
singer, right.
of, you know, of a different sort. So it's, I think it's kind of interesting. They're switching it up
sense.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, like, to me, like, what makes a person sexy also is their, you know, of course, you know, obviously, you know, with the a contest like this, you know, looks as, you know, the majority to do with it. But just, you know, I feel like people find that, like, he might have, like, a sexy personality,
uh-huh.
you know, with how he is,
That's
you know, on
true.
TV. Because, you know, he gets to actually, like, talk and be himself. Like, he's
right.
not acting in a film trying to play other characters. Like, he's just being him.
Right.
So I think, you know, that could have something to do with it.
Probably, yeah.
But
I mean, they've got a picture of him shirtless, and man, he's got tattoos all over. He's full of them. Wow.
Yeah. Well,
people like tattoos.
A lot of people think tattoos are sexy.
I know. Especially now. I mean, it's become like so mainstream now. You know.
Right.
Everybody has it.
Yeah, I know. It's like, it used to be like the excuse, like, well, how's it going to look when you're all old and wrinkly? It's like, well, it's not really going to matter because everybody else will have one too.
Exactly.
This
be
is
old
the generation
wrinkly, right?
of tattoos. So it's like, you know, I mean, it just, you know, it makes sense. Like, you can't really use that as an excuse anymore, because it's not like you're going to be the only one, like, oh my gosh, look at that old person with the tattoo.
Yeah.
Never seen that before. Like, you know, I don't know. I think it's kind of cool if you see, like, you know, even because especially in this, you know, generation of, you know, older people, there's not that many, you know, at this day and age that, you know, that may have gotten tattoos back in their heyday.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you see that and it's kind of like, whoa, that's so rad. Like,
I know.
They have a tattoo. It's, you know, like, it's kind of cool. So
I'm suddenly starting to freeze in here. Are you aware that it's really cold
really?
In here?
I was really hot like a minute ago, and then I did get cold, so I put my jacket back on.
It's like, I don't know what's happened to the air lately. I mean,
I know.
It's just
we've
pretty
had some
erratic
issues in here,
and they come and fix it, but it gets too freezing, or it gets stuffy if they overdo it, you know.
Yeah.
So,
I don't
but
know,
I'm
if I
actually
should I even bother
freezing.
Trying to adjust the thermostat?
Yeah, do you want to check
should
it out? Yeah, check
right.
it out real quick, and
all
we'll
right,
see.
Here we go.
But
here
I don't know if that's going to help, because it's usually like the whole thing, you know.
Yeah.
Like the whole suite is like that, even when the thermostat is set to a certain temperature.
Right.
But okay, maybe that's
let's
better.
See,
I don't
let's
know.
Let's see how that works.
Yeah.
All right, I'm back.
All right.
Just had to move my chair about like one or 2 feet, and I'm like, okay, I'm back. That was easy. That didn't require too much effort.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, so being sexy and in the public eye goes along with being a successful rocker, and there you go. He says, as a musician, you have fantasies that you want to win Grammys, but I didn't really think that this was on the table. It's like, yeah, right. You know, I mean, he's got women throwing themselves at him, and he doesn't think that it's in the cards to have, you know, to be the sexiest man alive. But whatever. Good for him.
Sorry, I'm just reading this. My mom is texting me. Oh, wow. My mom says that my granny, she lived to be 103. damn this autocorrect. She said, with ratio. And then she said, tattoo. So I think she's trying to say that my granny, who lived to be 103, had a tattoo.
Oh, okay.
That's interesting. I think I do remember that, actually. I think, because I remember, I mean, I saw her, I went to Ireland to visit her when she was still alive for her, like, 100th birthday or something.
Wow.
And I think I might have been about, like, 3 or 4 years old.
Right.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Crazy stuff. It but, is. Yeah, that's kind of cool.
So she had a tattoo.
Thanks for that update, Ma. Granny was 103 with ratio.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, what does that mean?
With
she
ratio.
Said, tattoo. Like, oh, gotcha. Yeah, one of the guys that did comedy, you know, last night, he was talking about, you know, just about, like, how your phone does autocorrect.
Right.
You know, like, you'll say something, something else will come up, or you type something, and it automatically is like, oh, did you mean to say this? And it'll pull up a completely different word.
Right.
You know, well, he said he just got this, you know, phone, and he was out of town, and he was trying to, like, the swipe text, and he was trying to swipe the word hotel, and I guess he said the word Hitler came up instead.
Wow.
And then he's, like, naming off all these streets and restaurants, and he's like, I had no idea that this was such a, you know, and he had, like, a whole bit about that, you know, I guess, you know, being Jewish and the whole, like, he had a whole, you know, a whole joke on it, so it was... He was pretty funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that is true. It is funny sometimes, the things that you type and the stuff that comes up, and it's like, whoa, I did not mean to send that. That does not look right.
I know. And sometimes you just type so fast and you hit send.
I know. And then you look back and you're like, oh, shoot. I should have proofread that. That looks really weird.
I know, man. These phones have changed our lives completely. You know,
yeah.
I can't believe this. You know, it's funny because when I was up in Paradise, California last weekend, I found out that they don't. I mean, my friends, it's like, you know, I mean, they're in like a little town, right? They don't have smartphones. Yeah. I mean, they don't have an iPhone or an Android.
Really?
Yeah.
What do they have? Like flip phones?
Actually, they don't even have cell phones. You know?
What?
Yeah, it's like you're never
like
too far, I guess. Because they work most of the day, you know, and they have landlines there. So it was funny. I'm like, so they don't even know what the iPhone can do. I said, are you guys kidding me? I mean, what, are you like under a rock or something? This phone's been out for 6 years.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
So that's how people turn into hillbillies, you know? I told them, I said,
you don't have a smartphone. You're a hillbilly.
You know?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and I told you, we went to this place that had karaoke, and, you know, with all these hillbillies, I was just not going to sing there. There's no way in hell.
Oh, my God.
So that was funny, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll see. I mean, we've got a lot of things happening. These are like good friends of mine.
Yeah.
And we're working on some new venture and stuff, and that should be really exciting, you know.
Very exciting.
Yeah, so...
How about that?
Yeah, so when it becomes real, we'll obviously announce it and everything, but they're really cool. And I like it, you know, because sometimes your best friends are not necessarily next door or in the same town, you know. And they're like brothers to me. They're twins. And, yeah. And they're amazing. I mean, they'll talk to me both.
I always find twins so fascinating.
Yeah. And, you know, they're like really like on adrenaline all the time. You know, they're like...
Are they identical? Like, do they look...
They're identical. Like? They look similar, but not as alike as some twins I know. But their voice is the same. Their voice is the same. So on the phone, it's hard to tell the difference. But you know how people have like signature in their voices. It's not just the voice, but the way they say things and stuff. So you can pick up on somebody's voice right away if you know them.
Mm-hmm.
But at the beginning, I couldn't tell them apart, you know, on the phone.
Yeah. Yeah, so, it's funny how that is, even looks-wise with twins. Like
right.
In the beginning, you're like, oh my gosh, I could never be able to figure out who's who. But then after you get to know them, it's like... Duh, isn't it obvious?
Yeah, no, and they look different. Their hair is different, and one has a beard, and the other one doesn't. And yeah, it's different. I mean, they're not that identical. I need to ask them. Maybe they're not identical.
Hmm.
Yeah, because they don't look identical.
What's that called? Fraternal, right?
Yeah.
Identical and fraternal twins.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, like, one thing I do know is that if a boy and a girl are twins, it's impossible for them to be identical.
Right, yeah, because it comes out of the same egg, I guess, or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But that's, that's interesting.
Yeah.
But, yeah, when it's, like, you know, same gender twins, it's, you know.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
I know. And they're, like, shot out of a cannon all the time. So when we talk... One talks and the other one talks into him and back and forth on top of him and all that. And it's like, I'm like, who do I look at? Who do I listen to first? But it's so much fun. I mean, they're just full of life. You know? I'll give a shout out to Don and Doug.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of shout outs, I'm trying to see if... you know, if I can get Nikki to pick up a phone call. Today is her birthday.
Nikki.
My roommate.
Nikki. Oh, your roommate.
Yes.
Oh, the one
Nikki
from Chicago,
Hendry.
Right?
Yes,
she was
yes,
on the
yes.
show.
Uh-huh.
So do you want to surprise her with a phone call?
I do. I mean, I know she's at work right now, and I keep trying to text, and it keeps not sending. I don't know why.
Maybe she's
trying to be like, oh, hey, can I call you real quick? Like, yeah. Just super, like, nonchalant. Because I know she's at work, so I don't know if she could pick up. And I keep trying to send it, and it's not going through.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe we can call anyway for the heck of it. Why not? I mean, we've got a couple minutes to kill.
Yeah. Do you think she'll pick up?
I don't know.
Yeah. And besides, I'd have to get the phone number from you now. It's too much of a hassle.
All right. Well,
we can do it tomorrow.
Either way, happy birthday, Nikki.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Here's a shout out to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, okay. Yeah, maybe we can.
You're not going to tell us how old she is, though.
Tomorrow.
Right?
We're the same age.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
Did you guys grow up together? I mean, did you know each other well?
I met her when I was, I don't know, we were probably like teenagers, maybe 16 or 17.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you've been friends for a while.
Yeah, so I've known her for quite some time. She went to school with my cousin, actually.
Oh.
So she knows, yeah.
So that's
how
you met?
It's a crazy, like, long story. But basically, I was dating her cousin. So her cousin and I were in a relationship for about a year and a half or so.
Uh-huh.
And we're still, like, you know, really good friends till this day, and I'm still in touch with the whole family. So it's like our families both kind of, like, knew each other, you know, so that's how, you know, we've still always been so close. So it just kind of...
That's nice.
...worked out this way. But, yeah, it's like people are like, wait, I'm sorry, what? Your roommate is your ex-boyfriend's cousin? I'm like, yeah, but it's not like that. It was so long ago, like, we're... still such close friends, like, it's not weird.
Yeah,
it's just like family now.
Yeah, there's nothing weird about it. It's not like you're having a romantic relationship with her. I mean,
it's just
someone's cousin, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, if it was like a male or something.
Usually, if there's like a breakup, like, if, you know, the word ex is involved, but it's like I don't look at him as like my ex-boyfriend. Like,
right.
I look at him as like family.
Right.
You know. So yeah. So it's cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, kind of a
I know.
Funny story.
Yeah. I know. That's one thing that I've always felt is that it's hard to move. I mean, it's hard enough to move, but the hardest part, I think, is leaving your friends behind. And I left Israel when I was 16, and you can imagine, you know, back at that age.
Yeah, as a teenager.
Your friends,
your friends are your life.
The most
they
important
are your family,
thing.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I really missed them for a long time, you know, and it took me a while to build friendships and things like that. And
mm-hmm.
But, you know, then you get older and you find so-called friends that really screw you and stuff. And then you don't trust people as much as you did and so forth. And I've become really picky with friends, you know. So when I have good ones, I enjoy seeing them and stuff and spending time with them.
Yeah.
Because I think... there's nothing better than just being with your friends.
Yeah. I mean, the funny thing about L.A. is that everybody's your best friend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You've got like a million best friends. Like everybody. Oh, do you know that? Oh, my gosh. Yeah. We're like best friends.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, really? Well, we're best friends too.
Yeah. Exactly. Like if you've met somebody on an occasion, like... more than once. Like, oh, no, yeah, no, I know them really well, actually. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, I know them really well. Yeah. So I'm like, wow, really? How many years? Oh, gosh, well, maybe, I don't know, maybe like, you know, like 2 months, maybe? I went to a party and then another party. So,
right,
yeah.
So we're BFFs
yeah,
now.
So now, yeah, it's been a while. It's going good.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh. Okay. You know, like, if somebody's your best friend, it's like, oh, we've been best friends for 5 years
right.
or something. But it's L.A.
I love it. Yeah.
Gotta love it.
Gotta love it, man. You know, I missed it when I was away. I gotta tell you, man.
Yeah.
It's like I felt like an alien, you know, from another planet there, you know, just not the same.
I know. Even from the photos, it reminds me very much of, like, North Carolina.
Probably.
Like, when I went there to go... you know, visit my friend who lives like straight up, like in the forest. Like it's like the driveway is literally a mile long. Like you have to drive through the woods
to get
to the house.
Right.
And it's just in like the middle of nowhere.
I know.
And it's so cool, but it's like, What do you do on the weekends?
Yeah,
you know?
We come from here. We're so freaking spoiled, you know, with our cars and everything.
But it's only like the summer home type deal. Like it's not, you know, a year round residence.
Yeah, year round would drive me crazy.
But it's
But I gotta tell you, you know, I mean, they live in their house. His wife is a former teacher, so she homeschools the kids. They've got four kids.
Oh wow!
Wow, can you imagine? And apparently they're doing very well. They're very involved with their friends, with activities and things like that.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're really
isolated.
Well,
you kind of have to be.
Isolated.
I mean, what else would you do?
Yeah. Well, they sit at their computer like all kids do.
Mm-hmm.
And have fun there.
How what are the ages of the four kids?
The oldest is 14, I think, 13 or 14. So.
Oh, okay.
And there's four of them. Yeah.
Wow.
So, but man, they're the nicest kids you've ever seen. You know, like soldiers, man. He just lines them up, and everybody say hi to Sam and introduce yourselves. And they're all the sweetest kids, you know.
Cute.
And and then you go to the playroom there, and they're all sitting at their computers with the computer game and the headsets,
mm-hmm.
and they talk to their friends and play at the same time. It's
wow.
like you're in a air traffic control room.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole setup in there. That's cool.
Yeah, I know. So, it's nice to get out of town sometimes. I like it.
Yeah, for sure. Good deal.
So, a couple things. You remember that Abercrombie and Fitch were having like this controversy because they said, you know, we only have clothes for people that are good looking and cool. And,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was in 2006 that the CEO said that.
Please.
But I guess they decided that they're going to change. I'm sure it's not from being good hearted. It's just that they're obviously trying to capture a larger audience.
Yeah.
So they're offering plus sizes now.
Oh.
And which they never would have even imagined doing before.
I mean,
so I guess they must be hungry for new sales and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, they've been around for quite a while. I mean, when I was a kid, that was like the popular place to shop, and of course, because it was so popular, I didn't shop there.
Right.
So, yeah, that wasn't really my thing.
Right.
You know, but it's like you can't even, I mean, you even just walk by the doors and you want to pass out from that smell. I mean, it's like they've got like that, their cologne like blasting through the vents or something in the air conditioning in that building. Because it's like, oh my gosh, you walk in there and you walk out smelling like, you know, Abercrombie. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I know. So, you know, I mean, this store is geared toward youngsters and stuff, and but I enjoy shopping there because their clothes fit so nicely, you know, and like they have fitted shirts and even their t-shirts fit so nicely, you know. So I go there, mm-hmm. and then but then the other day somebody in the family goes, really, you're wearing Abercrombie and Fitch, you're 50 something years old. I said, what does this have to do with anything, you know? I mean, it's not like I'm trying to be a teenager, I just like the way the clothes fit.
They have like a bunch of different colored like polos and stuff for guys.
Yeah. So in the future when I buy something from them, I'm just not going to have the logo on it.
You know?
Just get plain shirts. It doesn't need to say Abercrombie and Fitch on it. I don't want people
or their little like moose icon or whatever they have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people won't think that I'm trying to act like a teenager because I'm not. I mean, I feel it hard like a teenager, that's for sure.
Well, that's good, Sam. Good for you.
Yeah. There you go.
Feeling young again.
Feeling young again. Yeah.
Oh,
well,
man.
Okay.
Good
I guess
stuff.
I guess this lawmaker in Hawaii took a sledgehammer to Hawaii's homeless carts. So he would go like, you know, the carts that homeless carry with them, you know.
Yeah.
He went and took a sledgehammer to them and started, like, you know, smashing them.
Well, that's not very nice.
No, it's not very nice, is it?
What the heck?
Yeah. So he says, I get tired of all the homeless and all that stuff, you know, illegally camping on the streets. And apparently they have the highest the highest capita rate of homelessness after Washington, D.C. So, wow. Yeah, but that's not a way to solve your friggin' problem, you know?
No.
I don't know what the hell's going
on
with these people.
Not really.
But I just found it really odd and mean. Mean-spirited for sure.
That's so mean.
Yeah.
Ew. Who
Yeah, exactly. All right, anyway, we're going to have a guest tomorrow, right, in the studio? Is that your guest, my guest? I think mine.
Yes, so, there is a guest in the studio tomorrow.
Yeah, so... Yeah, so join us then, Mia. Thank you. Thanks,
thank
everybody,
you.
For listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for the show or if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please send an email along to sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning with Mia is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.